since it's a Thursday and it's crunch time and it's a final segment, now this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
I'm just head bobbing today. Maybe whistling. Because it's the lightning round.
We're going to ignore that. The Tigers and Indians have had their game delayed until Monday, and only unless it means something like you brought up. Tigers one game back in the AL wild card of the Baltimore Orioles. So if things go right or wrong, depending on how you look at it, a game with a team already in the playoffs will have to play a game to decide if another team will make it to the play-in game to see if they can play into the playoffs.
Wow.
It's very confusing. Is this a good decision by the MLB? A, this is not a good decision. The Indians will have no reason to play for this game for a series and their series on the line against the Rangers, not to mention whatever happens to the Mariners if there needs to be multiple play-in games for a play-in game. B, this is better than not playing the game at all. At least each team would have a chance to play all 162 games. Or C, this could all be decided with a hashtag vote.
National Beer Drinking Day, National Coffee Day.
Hashtag National Wild Card Day.
Well, first of all, because they postponed it, if necessary, they're not definitely playing it. So if it's not needed, they won't play. But how could they not play it if it's not needed? So does that bring me to C? Because A, makes no sense. B, makes less than no sense. So I'm starting to think I
have a reason to play.
All right,
for
that's
the
wrong.
Game.
B,
this is better than not playing at all.
All right, there you go. B for for better.
Fine. Louisville Clemson matchup is one of the bigger Heisman defining games of the season for Lamar Jackson and possibly Deshaun Watson. Jackson already has surpassed his passing and rushing touchdown totals from 12 games last season as a freshman and only 4 this year. He's won the September Heisman, but would have lost to Clemson, possibly cost him the Heisman for the whole season. A, no. Jackson has 25 combined passing and rushing touchdowns, top 10 passing yards, yards per attempt, passing touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, top 10 in rushing yards. If he continued to keep himself in the top 10 in these categories, he will clearly show he's the best player, even with a team with one loss. B, yes, Jackson is only a sophomore, and this loss could put him into a bad state of mind that derails him over the rest of ACC conference play. One loss here and the growing talk his coach might leave the program could be too much for him. Or C, Jackson can afford to lose the games, but he can't afford to play poorly. He could easily be put number 2 in the Heisman race behind Christian McCaffrey if McCaffrey rushes for like 250 against the Huskies on Friday night.
I don't think necessary. First of all, they're going to win a lot of games. I mean, look what they did to Florida State. I don't think this game is about if they lose, it's going to hinder his Heisman candidacy. So, yeah, I'm going to go with C. I think the outcome is not as important as to the caliber of his play under a spotlight, the likes of which he's never seen before.
Now, for this one, you might have to put your Giants fandom aside and look at this somewhat objectively, but the Cowboys announced that Dez Bryant has a hairline fracture in his knee. You don't even know what it is yet. And it will take 3 weeks to heal, but he's considered day-to-day and could play against the Niners on Sunday. So for this one, fill in the blank. The Cowboy doctors are A, idiots. Knee injuries are serious, knee fractures sound worse, and with corners told to avoid the head area, they go to the knees to tackle. Dez now has a double target on his knee for this game. B, the doctors are doing their best. I mean, they've given a diagnosis and recommended time to heal. It's not their fault. Jason Garrett is saying Dez can play. Or C, looking for new jobs. I know I wouldn't want to work for an organization that doesn't listen to me when I give my expert opinion on the health of a star player, so clearly the Cowboys doctors are not valued in Dallas.
Real quick, are you saying the Niners are going to be dirty and go after Dez's knees? What's up with that, man? What's up with that?
I'm just saying.
Rude. Mean-spirited.
Fill in the blank. I think the doctors give their diagnoses, and unfortunately, it's not final. Determinations are made, and could he take a painkiller? What kind of further damage could he do? The coaches decide, maybe the owner decides. So I'm going to go with B, because from the view of the doctors, they've done their job. They've given their diagnosis and made a recommendation. Unfortunately, in pro sports, that's not the be-all, end-all.
3 weeks into the season, and rookie quarterbacks Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz, and Trevor Siemian have all impressed NFL experts, but who has impressed you the most? A. Wentz, he's shown to be a Manning-type master of making adjustments at the line of scrimmage. Facing a tough defense, he threw for 301 yards and 2 touchdowns. B. Dak Prescott, wasn't expected to be the starter until Romo's injury, has filled in nicely using fellow rookie Ezekiel Elliott and the run game to his benefit. Or C. Trevor Siemian, he's finally started to use his top targets in Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas last week and dominated the Bengals for 4 touchdowns. Not only does he have the weapons on offense, but the league's best defense to help him out as well.
I tell you what, man, how about all three have been pretty impressive. I mean, Siemian is a second-year guy out of a school like that that hasn't produced an NFL quarterback since like the 40s. Prescott was drafted, what, in the 4th round, did not finish his career exceptionally strong at Mississippi State. I think there were limited expectations. But Wentz, more pressure on him. He's a number 2 overall pick walking in to play for that maniacal crackpot fan base. And what he did against the Steelers was impressive. So well done, Trevor Siemian. Well done, Dak Prescott. But I'm going to go A, Carson. He came, he went, and he conquered.
Wow, that's a new one. Finally, tonight's Thursday night football game is the Bengals against the Dolphins. And while the NFL and Twitter had a successful partnership for the last 2 Thursday night games, this game is only on the NFL Network. But does it really make sense for the NFL to limit their audience from 3 different watch their primetime game to only one? A, no, the NFL is trying to limit the amount of people who start up illegal streams of games and also allows cord cutters to be able to watch by using Twitter. This makes the games on Twitter better for fans. B, the NFL essentially runs the NFL Network, so if the NFL says we get one game on the NFL Network, that's the only game we get. It doesn't matter to them as long as they get their money. Or C, this decision was purely made so that less people see the terrible color rush unis that both teams will be wearing tonight.
I think the Twitter feed is awesome. I was impressed with the quality, the accessibility, and I saw...
Yes.
Yes. I'm definitely going A. And I think that's the first time I picked A. Although one of the early A's was idiots, and I rarely pass on that, so...